Hello, welcome to High Minister Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so great to be coming away once again this morning. And today I'm sharing on a very interesting subject that a lot of us have thought about over the years. Sometimes you wonder whether you've actually committed this particular sin. It's called the unpardonable sin, almighty unpardonable sin. You know, others call it the unforgivable sin. Today I want us to spend some time sharing along this line to help you clear your mind. You know, I just want to show you some scriptures to help you clear your mind and let you know whether you've committed the unpardonable sin before or not. If you have, what do you do? If you've not, what do you also do? Hallelujah. And I believe it's going to be very interesting. I believe you're going to learn a lot. So I just want to start it with you today. And I want us to go to the very first reference of it in the Bible, in the New Testament, in Matthew chapter 12, from verse 22. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. It says, "Then was brought unto him, that is unto Jesus, one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both speak and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is not this the son of it? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. You know, the Jews said, Is this not the son of David? Because of all the beautiful things that we're seeing. Because it was written concerning him that when he comes, he shall do these wonderful things. You know, but the Pharisees heard it and said, This fellow does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to dissolution, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you." Hallelujah. One of the ways of finding out about a particular thing is to find out what it is not. You know, when you're defining something, it is good to know what it is. When you define what it is not, it helps you understand it. You know, so one of the major things that the unpardonable sin is not, because a lot of people think that it is that particular sin, you know, is the fact that the unpardonable sin is not talking against the man of God. You know, that is not what the unpardonable sin is. Because, you know, they were attributing the work that Jesus was doing, what he was doing, to Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. Hallelujah. And you have that happening. As dangerous as it is to attribute the work of the man of God to the devil or to criticize the man of God, they were criticizing Jesus for what was doing, saying that it actually gets his power from the devil. And Jesus addressed that particular thing. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? If I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. That's what Jesus said. So Jesus was actually addressing at this point what the Pharisees were saying concerning the fact that he was casting out devils by the power of the devil. You know, as dangerous as that is, it is actually not the unpardonable sin. Hallelujah. You know, let me show you the gravity of talking against the man of God. Sometimes Christians don't understand, and sometimes some of these people around don't understand how dangerous it is to talk against the man of God. It's very dangerous. As dangerous as it is not actually not the unpardonable sin. You know, if you read Numbers chapter 12, I want to share some few things along that line with you so that you understand how dangerous it is, how intense it is. In Numbers chapter 12, from verse 1, the Bible talks about Miriam and Aaron talking against Moses because of a certain woman that he had married. He had married an Ethiopian woman who was black in nature, you know, and they spoke against Moses. Very some way. If you read in Numbers chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "And they said, Has the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he not spoken also by us?" And the Lord heard it. God heard it, and God was not happy at all. And if you go on, you can read from verse 1 to verse 16, and you see what I'm talking about. But let me show you what God said. When God came, God was not happy with them at all. God said that, "I speak to Moses mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the signature of the Lord shall Moses behold. Wherefore then, why were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" You should be afraid to talk against the servant of God. It is very, very serious. You don't have to talk against anybody. Just leave them. If you see them on TV doing something that you don't like, watch Animal Kingdom, rather than saying something bad about them. Because when God spoke to Miriam and to Aaron, Miriam became a leper. Most Christians are having leprosy in their lives. If I continue tomorrow, until then, I love you very much. God bless you. Bye-bye.